Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why are you sending us pictures of your hair, Helen?
You'll find out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Tweet, tweet.
No, it's all a bit different today, isn't it? It's all a bit different.
Yeah.
I'm in charge. I'm in charge in the control station for a sort of a rare outing of the what's it called? What do you call it on a spaceship?
See, it's hard being in charge of the controlling station and thinking of words, isn't it? It's not that easy.
It's just really my brain that's failing. That it's not because I've pressed one button on the internet that I can't talk.
Open the pod doors. What's that from? Open the doors.
Yeah, the Star
Space
Trek.
Odyssey. Space Odyssey, not Star Trek. Space Odyssey. Oh, tell you what, though, the new series of Star Trek on Netflix, very strong.
No. No,
it's like Contact, but even less plot and
so
longer.
Dave's in.
Well, the good thing is, Mike's cousin in control. I can just mute Tom if he starts talking about Star Trek. So let's do whereabouts first, shall we? Tom, you're not at your house because that's why you sound like you're in a sort of I don't know. It's not a cave. Just more of a sort of like, well, it sounds like you're on the phone basically, which is kind of what you are, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm literally using my telephone. I am currently in. I think this is how you say it, Kent. Is that right?
Kent. Oh, yeah.
You've got to get the pronunciation right. I'm in the Kent.
Yeah, I sort of remember that from the before times.
Yeah.
Bit of Kent.
Come down for the day to see our friends. And the problem we had is that logistically, as we're finding increasingly now, in fact, every week we're going to give over more and more time of this podcast to discussing how hard it was for us to get together at the right time. And this has been in the diary for a while, and this was the only thing we could do. So I've decided to come down and see our friends and just step away from the socialising to get the important podcasting work done.
Great.
That's pretty commitment to cabin fever, isn't
yeah,
it?
Although
you've travelled to different places.
Yeah, I will say that just now I nipped out for a week just before we started, TMI, and I heard James, of James and Anna, whose house we've come to visit, I heard him saying to Beth, a.k.a. My wife, I heard him say, so podcasting, he must be making quite a lot of money from it if he's jumping off to do it now. Like, is this an important work thing? And I was like, oh, God. I mean, literally, if I took the we that I'm doing and tried to sell that online, I could probably make more money.
Incredible. Incredible. So did you hear Beth's response to that? That's the key question.
I did, actually, yeah.
What did she say?
Laughter. Gales of laughter. Yeah.
Oh, dearie, dearie. So, Tom's in Kent. Helen, are you in the normal area?
I'm in the normal.
By
I'm
the
not
bins?
In my bed, though.
By the bins at Gales?
I'm by the birds. I don't know if you can hear them. You probably can't. But I'm by my window that sometimes has very noisy birds. So if you hear them, that's what that is.
I love your birds. They're delicious.
Yeah. More and more listening back and editing the podcast, I go, oh, there's loads of birds on cabin fever these days.
Yeah. There's absolutely loads. Well, you wait for my, in November, soon to be arriving bird feeder that has a camera in it.
Oh, the smart bird feeder.
I'll know what all the birds are and different types there are.
This is a whole new industry, nature cameras. My in-laws, there's a dogging lay-by near that. No, there's in their back garden, they thought they were getting visited by some animal that maybe thought it was a fox or something. So they set up a night vision camera, which you can now get online. They caught a badger, guys. They've got a badger cam. And they every morning they wake up, they check their badger cam because it's motion activated. So they just get these clips of the badger over the night. And then they forward it to us. So most mornings, Beth and I wake up to a WhatsApp a gale of badger videos. Brilliant.
Oh my gosh, would it be too much badger centipede, human centipede, if you then sent it to us? So they send it to you and then you send it to us and then I could potentially send it on to badger-interested friends.
It could become one of those WhatsApps that says forwarded many times.
Yes. Mm. Oh, I love badgers.
Me too. Yeah.
Drawing the, not to take away from the badgers, is that all right? Are we done with badgers? Can we draw a line under badgers? Or?
Dave, you have the power. You take it wherever you want to take
it. Well, it's kind of what I was going to say. Because in the process of setting up the station, whatever it's called,
the
bridge. I'm on the bridge. Good. I found some. I was sort of loading in these bits. You know, classic. All that stuff, all the hooty, great big owl stuff. And then I just sort of happened upon this, and I don't know what it is. So can we do a delve into the archive of what the F is this from Cabin Fever? It's simply labelled monks.
Oh, great.
Let's have a little listen, shall we?
Been downstairs fetching a snack for the pair of them when Sal claimed he'd heard Perkins say the word banana. Well, what? I can't think of anything else to do, Sal said.
Oh, it's your audio!
No!
Helen, as I said this before and I'll say it again, it's very good.
No. We're not talking about it. I will leave this meeting. We're not talking about it.
I think you'll find, according to the guests that I'm visiting, this is a meeting. This is an important work meeting.
Important money-generating meeting.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to make my cash for the week. That is absolutely true. And also exactly what you said last time. I remember you saying last time, no, I've got to go.
No, we're not talking about it. I left the link. Where... Good impression. Why am I suddenly from Essex?
I don't know.
I got to go.
See, that's why you do the audiobooks.
Well, this leads me on
to a
number of things from the Cabin Fever Dropbox that I found that I don't know what they are. For example, this, which is simply called Con Clip 2.
I know what this was.
I know what this is.
Oh, that's
this
game.
Is Contact.
Well, it's a name, the lake in the Lake District.
The
didn't
lake in the Lake District, based on the sound of water.
Wow. Guys, how are you still going? How are there still people listening to this podcast? I literally do not understand.
The astonishing thing is there are new people.
John in Peoples.
No, there are new people every week. It's astonishing.
And how do they know what's happening, guys? How do you know what's happening if you're new and listening to this? I don't understand, because there's so many like that. For example. I guess it didn't make sense in the first place, did it? That's why it's fine.
It did. Cornelius, one of our regular contributors, was in the Lake District, and we thought we'd do an audio game of Guess the Lake. He visited lots of different lakes. What's complicated about that? And what's bad about that idea?
Let's not forget that Cornelius going to the Lake District for his weird lockdown gave rise to the best ever game we've played on Cabin Fever, which is the postcard lottery.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Okay.
Remind us how that worked.
So you get a postcard, and listeners are welcome to join in with us. Give us a tweet if you've got a postcard. We say where it's from, and then we take it in turns to try and guess what things, topics,
phrases
are mentioned,
that were in it.
Phrases it on the postcard. And it is a properly good game, that.
So the format would be sort of like, Helen Monk sent a postcard to her nan from Mexico. Yeah. Go. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, oh, the weather's hot.
Yeah, I've been signed up as a drugs mule. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Fine. Okay. I think, do you know what? This is a classic Cabin Fever peter out, isn't it? But I think at one point we asked people to send us postcards.
Yeah.
And
no,
I'm pretty sure we never did anything with them. So they're probably on our Twitter somewhere, right?
Yeah. They probably. No, so I'm not sure we got many sent in. But
well, can you have a little look in the advert break? Because I'm not on Twitter, remember.
As the Twitter secretary, it's probably my job to have a look. All right, I'll have a check in the ad break, yeah.
Great, and I'll play you the final couple of clips that I found in the Cabin Fever Dropbox for a little trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm. Right, this is getting out of hand now.
Who's that?
Ooh.
Good quiz, isn't it? Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Right, this is getting out of hand now.
Rob Beckett.
No, but...
I see you're thinking.
Yeah, because we had a bit of Beckett bands.
Who's that guy who came on the podcast so I got bumped off? Do you know? He's really famous.
Tom Price?
Really famous.
No.
Someone really famous.
I don't recognise the voice.
Want to hear more of it?
Yes, please.
I think you brought this to the table, Tom, is what I would say.
Oh.
Right, this is getting out of hand now. Stop panicking. Calm down. Stop bulk buying. Stop running for the hills.
Oh, I know what this was. This was, he wasn't a guest. I grabbed the audio. It's that Ant Middleton idiot. When COVID started, he did a very ill-advised video from New Zealand saying, right, you lot, COVID isn't real. He was a very early anti-mask, anti-COVID adopter.
Yeah.
And then his PR team leapt on it and ripped it all off the internet. So you actually probably will struggle to find that video anywhere now. It's been massively taken down.
There you go. We've got some rare audio on the Scant
Middleton.
I have no idea what this is, though. I'm just going to play the final clip. I'm not going to tell you what it's called because I think that'll give it away, but I could not tell you what this is from.
Oh, oh, that's beautiful.
Hang on. Does anybody remember us doing a saxophone version of the Bill theme tune?
No, but here it is again. Wonderful. I just want to make love to you. That's brilliant.
What on
that
earth?
That is amazing. Did a listener send that in?
No, that feels really like something I've done, but I couldn't tell you why.
Yes, you did.
Can
it.
Can you play the saxophone, Dave?
No, it's not a real saxophone. That's off of a computer.
Oh, wow. Computers are amazing.
Yeah. That is brilliant. I love that. Can we play that into the ads?
Yeah, do you remember why we did it, though?
Oh, God. Because we were trying to work out how to make love whilst listening to the Bill theme tune. And we tried. No? Is that it?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? It's a real strange one, that.
Someone will know, surely. A listener will know and be able to tweet and explain.
Totally. Listenerpedia. They're very good like that. They'll jump on it.
Listenerpedia, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom's in Kent. Helen's by the bins as normal. Any other sort of... I'm in my normal little studio thingy in my house, so I'm fine. Okay. I'm there. I'm doing the normal fang. I've already been for a bike ride this morning, guys. Already been across America.
Well, yeah, because you're doing the Route 52.
Yeah, 66, Dave. 47, 93.
Dave, do you know what I did this week? We should really... Oh, God, I'm so excited about this. So excited. I bought a bike.
Oh, did you?
This really belongs on the WhatsApp agenda. I bought a bike and I'm so happy. There is a problem.
I'm going to put it on the WhatsApp agenda right now.
Pop it on now for me, please. We'll bring it out because it's so fantastic. But there's a problem.
Oh, can I just are we literally not talking about it now whilst we're talking about it, so we can talk about it in the second half? Like, why? just carry on, just like you started a story.
That's a fair comment from Dave. Helen, great producing.
Is this sort of fluid listener experience that people, the new
listeners
are loving? We're
not allowed to talk about anything that's actually succinct in the first half. That I thought was the new format. It all sits in the second half. But if you guys want to mess with the format, that's on you.
You've always got to be reinventing formats, Helen, you know, finding new ways around it. I just feel like Tom, you've started the story, you've bought a bike.
I mean, story is an oversell straight away. So
I think I was secretly hoping that we were going to run out of time because it already sounds like it might be a boring story.
I mean, Helen, you're putting me and a bike into a story. That's surely...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
That's right.
I'm just getting a little... I'm getting a game up on my computer to just play while you tell this story and let me know when you're done.
Is it Bus Simulator?
It's 2048, actually. Have you ever played?
It's what?
2048. It's like a... I know exactly
what that is. Yes, I do know exactly what that is. All right, go on, Tom. Tell us your bike story in under 40 seconds.
We went for a meeting, a Great Big Owl meeting, had some beers. I then thought, do you know what? I'm going to buy a bike. I walked to King's Cross, went to Evans Cycles, walked in, realised halfway through the conversation with the man at the bike shop, who was very nice, but spoke a bit too much about bikes, realised very early on that I had to take Wiggle Me Wilfred to his football. So I had to get from my house and get him over to football 20 minutes from the point at which I was buying the bike. So at this point, it occurred to me that I just had to make this happen quickly. So I went, right, that one, and chose the literally cheapest bike in the shop. He said, right, great, I just need to take it for a quick service to get it all ready. I went, no time, I'll buy it now, done. He said, can I give you a little sort of going over a few of the safety things? I went, no, brakes, saddle, wheels, done, no need. So I basically condensed a 45-minute bike buying experience into under 6 minutes. Then I cycled home. Got him just in time, took him to football, came back and realised that I have nowhere to put the bike.
Oh yeah, your house doesn't lend itself to a bike, does it?
My house is tiniest house.
Well, it's not a tiny house, but it's a thin house, and therefore, like some people I know, keep their bikes in their halls, but that would just be your hall, wouldn't it?
You know? Yeah. I mean, you'd have to get onto a bike and scrabble over the top of a bike to get into the house if I did that.
Yeah.
It would be like a bike assault course. The shed is absolutely tiny. There's no way it's going to fit in the shed. I've bought a bike and it's just sitting outside. So if any burglars are listening, I'm not at the house with Ben and Kent today. If you want a bike, just nip up to my house and help yourself.
Is it not even locked up?
There is a lock, but it's right at the back of the shed, so I can't really be asked to get it.
Wait, so you've not locked your bike up?
No, but bikes famously don't get nicked that much, though, do they? They aren't really stolen. The way I see it is if you buy a bike in London, you're essentially hiring a bike off some burglars for a while.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I bet you that bike is gone by the time you get home. Surely.
Oh, 100%. Surely. I mean, I'm going to get it if it's not gone. But I'm driving up to Highbury and Islington later, Tom. I'll make a little diversion. Yeah, I'm going to see my friend Jean, but I'll make a little diversion to your house and nick your bike.
Oh, help yourself, mate. Yeah. It's very nice. Do you want me to take you over the safety features, or are you okay?
Brake, saddle, handlebars?
Done. There you are. See, that's what you got to do. Do you know what, though? In all seriousness, I'm very excited. Owning a bike for the first time. First time I've owned a bike since I was about 14 or 15 years old. And I'm saying it in present tense. It was a great bike. I really enjoyed it.
I was going to say, I hate to break it to you, you no longer own a bike.
It's so good. I love it.
How did you find getting, have you cycled since you were 14, 15?
I've remembered. It's one of those things you never forget. They should really build a phrase around that. Do you know what I was really excited to know? And I don't want to get too bloody political. The reason I bought it is because of the low transport network. It's so much easier to cycle where I am now. And also, the bike ride up from my house from King's Cross, there's whole swathes of road that have been turned into sectioned off cycle lanes, and they're brilliant. Mm. They're so good. I was so happy.
Yeah, the cycle superhighways,
it's the fact that it's James cordoned off. You can properly, you feel safe from
yeah.
From
oh yeah, 100%. So that's what I mean. They're great, aren't they? They're properly bollarded off, aren't they?
Totally. It's honestly, it was just idyllic. The cycle home is fantastic. So I think this bike that I owned and maybe still own, I might even use it. That's how good it was.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Not if I get there first.
Yeah. No, that's true. But at least, you know, at least some tall ginger man will be using my bike. That's the important thing.
Yeah. I've actually got too many bikes at the moment, so I don't actually need...
Too many bikes. Can we go for a bike ride, Dave, sometime? I'd really like that.
Yeah. Have you got a bike? Can you join me?
No. So I think the expression "it's like riding a bike" is a lie, because I did try to ride my flatmate Mary's bike and I just had the most horrendous experience where I couldn't remember how to start or stop. Instead of like putting my foot down, I would just jump off it right in the groin. So I might try again sometime, but it was pretty traumatic experience, really. Okay. I'm pretty bad.
Is it a penny farthing swerving into cars?
I am now on eBay, though, looking at bikes. You've kind of made me want one.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a ladies' Sun Solo bike, £35.
Classic Cabin Fever Frank money chap. Tom, how much did you pay?
£300.
That was the cheapest bike in the shop.
£300. Yeah, because he said the ones any cheaper than that, he said, and I quote, would be trash. So, and it's really nice. It's really light. It's got seven gears. It's got brakes on the front and back wheels. Hello. And
has he sold that to you like that's like a revolutionary feature?
It's revolutionary. It is a revolutionary feature.
Yeah.
It's got a frame. It's got a reflector on the front. That was free of charge. I checked that in free of charge.
Great.
Mate, I love it so much.
Does it have a little stand that you can stand it up when there's no wall?
No, that's the next band up.
I got one added onto mine recently for that. Yeah, it's a game changer.
Game changed.
Does it have one of those things on the back wheel, like a little thing, like a little shelf? Do you know the things I mean?
No,
I'm
pannier sort of rack. That's what you mean.
Great. How did you
got one of them added to mine?
Did you really?
I've got my bike is fully kitted out at the moment. I've got pannier racks on the back. I've got my little kickstand. I've got all the bits now. I've got all the bags.
And did you add the kickstand yourself?
No. I can't do anything on a bike. This is my main problem with bikes, is that I'll never be a proper bike person because, like, you know, if once I'll get a puncture and it's straight down the shop. I'm not doing that myself, you know? There's nothing. I cannot stress the limitations of my bike sort of maintenance ability. So anything I need, obviously someone at a shop has just done for me. But it's great. I'm thrilled with it now. I've got my little phone thing on the front handlebars, so you can put your phone up.
Pretty much
ready to work for Deliveroo.
Yeah, I'm there. Well, they all got bloody electric bikes these days. Honestly, the one thing I hate about cycling is being constantly overtaken by Deliveroo electric bikes.
Yeah, those pricks earning all that money.
Huffing and puffing up a hill, like, and they're just sailing by, and their legs aren't even moving.
Absolutely. They go past you like, look at those cheapskate podcaster pricks, can't even put a battery.
No one's tipping us, are they?
No, mate, they're not.
We need to put a thing on the Acast app that says, would you like to tip your podcaster? That genuinely does exist. I know that Lizzie, who works for Acast and listens to this podcast, will immediately text me and probably has already started writing messages going, that is a thing, it exists. I keep telling you to enable it.
Don't forget to tip your driver. That'd be great. Yeah,
okay. Thanks, right, I'm going to play the Bill saxophone theme into the adverts, and then we'll do the WhatsApp agenda in the second half. Okay?
Thanks for coming.
Yay.
Hello, it's Mr. P here.
And the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we're back. Good adverts, everybody.
Ooh, great adverts.
Jordan, did you do the Twitter thing in the advert break, Tom?
No, absolutely not. What I did during the ad break was I ran into James and Anna's house to ask them if they had any postcards that I could use for an impromptu game of postcard lottery. And it's I've had, in terms of length of shrift, I've had short shrifts and then I've had short shrifts. And the look I got from Anna, who looked up at me and went, who's been sending postcards? And I was like, oh, yeah. That's all she said. And I was like, okay, cheers, bye. And then I left the room. So
it's one of the new questions at the vaccination centre you have to ask before people are allowed into the building. So the standard ones have always been like, have you got a high fever, a temperature, all this sort of stuff, any new continuous coughs, you know, all the COVID things.
Has anybody said, actually, funny you should say that, I have got a new continuous cough.
No, nobody, obviously, because anybody that has any wits about them would not say that anyway, you know, even if they did.
Yeah.
If they wanted their vaccination. But that's not official advice, by the way, guys. Don't
sure.
Don't
yeah, 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 great. Thank you, Matt Hancock. Okay.
But there's a new one that you have to ask now, which is, have you been abroad in the last 10 days? And honestly, the look of disdain you get from every single human going, what the fuck do you think? Have I been abroad for the last 10 days? Like, it's just pure anger. The most you can hope for is a sort of, oh, I bloody wish. But most of the time, it's like, of course I fucking haven't, you idiot. But I have to ask it to every single person, so there you go. Short shrift from all sides there, I think.
What's the shortest shrift you've ever had? Drop us a tweet.
You don't use the word shrift a
lot,
do you?
But also, is shrift used in any other context? Does shrift ever have a life away from the word short?
I don't know. Well, if I googled shrift, what do you think I would get?
Short shrift from Google.
Shrift, a confession, especially to a priest.
I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
Oh, so do you know where the phrase short shrift comes from?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense if it's a confession. No. Go on.
It does. A short shrift means barely adequate time for a confession before execution.
Before execution.
I was executed with a look by Anna just then. That makes sense.
So there you go. So a shrift is a confession, usually to a priest. Do you know what? We've learned something today, haven't we?
Yeah, like legit.
Yeah, always.
And I think that's a real one, unlike the last one. What was the last one we had that turned out definitely wasn't real? Someone brought an excellent language. Oh, slang, wasn't it? Slang?
Oh,
Who brought slang?
Shortened
to the table?
Language. Oh, I did that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's oh not, yes. Not, is that not real?
Is that horsecock?
Not real. Like, absolute horsecock. We got a lot of similar messages about.
Because actually, if that was true, it would be slang, which sounds a bit like slang. Willy, slang.
Yeah. So there you go.
Great. Great news.
It's a great fact.
What's on the WhatsApp agenda then?
Well, let's dive right into it, shall we? Right. So if you are a new listener, welcome, sorry. But yeah, the idea with the WhatsApp agenda is every week we sort of write down a thing at the time it happens as a reminder to talk about it. You know, an interesting thing has happened, we should check it on. But what basically all that happens now, has happened today, is that Helen writes seven things on it as we start recording that she's just remembered. And Helen's written Tom bought a bike. It's almost like she's just sort of minuting her life.
Oh yeah, but I told you, I bought a bike this week.
Does it have brakes on the front and back wheels?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah. Right, okay, so Helen's, I mean, I don't think I've added anything to the WhatsApp agenda this week, have
I? It's all me now.
Go on then.
It's all you. Okay.
Shall I just do my audio book?
Let's do it.
My first thing, at 10 past 11, so that will have been when we logged on, was knickers.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And then I posted a picture of my hair, which, Dave, you went, why have you sent us a picture of your hair?
Oh, that was right at the start of the podcast, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so the picture of my hair links to the word knickers. Can you work out how?
Is your hair tied up with some knickers?
Yeah.
I was looking at that hair tie going, it's weird, that. There's something weird about it.
Wow. It's nice, though.
I mean, it works, doesn't it? So you used a pair of knickers to tie your hair up.
So I've run out of bubbles, so I've been taken to using knickers, and I highly recommend it. Does it really works.
Does that mean you're going commando at the moment, then, because you've not got any knickers on? How does that work? Or are you using
using hair bubbles
instead. Are you using a bubble or some sort of weird G-string? Oh, my God. God, do not ride a bike
with
that. Yeah,
swap them around.
Right.
My feedback on this lifestyle choice, Helen, would be, is it not cheaper just to buy some new bubbles than it is to consistently use them? Like, knickers are more expensive than bubbles, is what I'm saying.
Well, I haven't really been thinking. I've been using, to be honest, the same pair of knickers as the hair bubble, and I haven't yet washed it, which I think is fine because it's my hair rather than my pants.
Yes, they were clean before you started using it as a bubble, right?
They were clean. I do have some standards.
Yeah, and I mean, forgive me for, you know, just double checking, you know, you can never be too sure. Old mouldy bathroom bin lady.
Oh, what a name. So yeah, it hasn't really taken away from my knickage use, actually.
Fine,
I've been
okay.
So if
you're running out of bubbles, I would guess that's because you consistently lose bubbles, right?
Yep, and I haven't yet lost this pair of knickers from my head.
Okay, so you think because it's a sort of bigger bubble, then it's going to help the not losing, is it?
Yeah, I think probably it is that. Okay. And also, it's a bit more distinctive, isn't it, a pair of knickers?
Yeah, no, I mean, I lose bubbles all the time. I mean, especially since I started. Have you got the sort of the fancy bubbles, you know, the ones that don't put kinks in your hair and all that? You know,
feeling very excluded by the bubble chat here, guys. Just
FYI. Sorry, Tom. Bubbles are something you use on
them. This is how I felt with the bike chat.
Bubbles are something you use on a thing called
hair.
You
can get on a bike and do a bike.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? No, you know, the nice stretchy fancy one. That's just slightly more fancy than the normal ones, like the plastic ones, you know. But
yeah,
I got the ones that are now see through, so they're fucking impossible to find because you put them down and they've disappeared. Just invisible bubbles.
What you need is a smart bubble,
right? Yeah,
you
know, absolutely.
You can find with your app, and then also you can adjust the tightness of it.
I'll get on to Tim Cook. I think that's the next thing Apple should be bringing out, the Apple bubble.
Maybe smart knickers.
Smart knickers. Oh,
and then
God.
They double up as bubbles.
Okay.
And they know when they're which. Okay.
You know what, guys? We're full of ideas there, aren't we?
Yeah, really good. Really good. I don't know if my balls have got bigger, but about four or five pairs of pants. About four or five pairs of my pants have blown at the crotch in the last month or so. So I'm a bit unnerved by it. They've all gone.
Well, did I tell you about my new underwear on the podcast?
Absolutely not.
No.
I think I might have done. Did I not? I think I was wearing it maybe when we went to the pub once, TP.
Oh, is it basically lycra pants?
Lycra inner thighs, yeah.
Yeah, you did tell me about that, yeah.
Absolutely changed the game, though, if you're getting sort of, what's it called, wear and tear on your underwear.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is there, and obviously we have to be delicate around this conversation. I don't want to put anyone off. I know we've got a lot of British listeners. But does it mean you don't have to fidget with your balls quite so much?
There's no boxer short riding up at all.
Oh, lovely!
Wow.
Not a single ride up since buying these new underwear.
Really? Yep. You do seem happier. You do seem notably happier.
Yeah, much more comfortable in my own skin, you know? Much more happy. Yeah. Just everything's a bit better in life. All right, good. Well, we've done a lot of underwear chat there. Let's move on from that.
Okay, fine.
ASMR, Helen?
Oh, that's not interesting. I just listened to Cardi B's ASMR and it was very good. That's the end of
moving
the story.
Moving on.
Yep, next, please.
You know, like, I don't want to... it feels like a bit rich considering I've put zero things on the WhatsApp agenda, but you can also filter the things you put on there, you know, before you pop them on.
Well, you see, when I put ASMR, that was when all I had was knickers and ASMR, so I thought, well, I better... And then I thought of more... I should have deleted it after I'd put more things on, shouldn't
I? Yeah, you should have done.
Basically, Cardi B does this ASMR. It's really good. I just repeated the story again. I got confused.
Is it her doing some breathing?
So it's this channel, which I think is in America, and they get lots of different celebrities to come on and do ASMR, which I can't say. I've discovered today. And she's really good at it because she actually listens to it. So it's mostly her kind of talking, and then she plays with different materials of things, and duvets and stuff.
Wow.
And
I've thought of an ASMR... sort of ASMR game, which I've meant to pitch to you before, Dave, which is, can you guess the activity based on my breathing?
Can I base the activity?
Can you guess what activity I'm doing based on the sound of my breathing? So I do a host of things, maybe around the house, like hoovering, and then like maybe running up the stairs. And you have to guess what I'm doing based on my breathing.
They both sounded like you were sawing.
Right. That's just the quality of the microphone. But I'm up for maybe doing that as a kind of ASMR quiz show hybrid, because ASMR is very in at the moment, and I think we should try and format it and make some money out of this.
Yeah, I'm not against it, mate. I'm not against it.
Okay.
Bring it back next week.
I thought with ASMR, though, you can sort of describe what you're doing as you're doing it, but you just have to sort of describe it like this.
Oh, really?
You whisper basically what you're doing. Mm. I'm running up the stairs. That'd be quite difficult, actually, wouldn't it, to whisper and run at the same time?
Yeah, I don't think strictly what you're saying, Tom, is ASMR game, but it is definitely a sound effects game, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's got the crucial...
SFX game.
SFX. It's crucially... ASMR is very breathy, though, isn't it? That's the thing they like about it, is the breathing.
Right, yeah. Well, look, record yourself breathing, doing five different things this week. No, three.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. You broke it then. Seven different things, yeah, cool.
Three different things.
Okay, fine.
The rule of seven. And then next week, we'll bring them. So I'm going to put it on the WhatsApp agenda now for next week.
Okay.
Breathing game. Tom. Done. There you go. It's on there to remind you.
Great.
Okay, moving on. Helen, what's next?
Pooberg. So, you know, we've been having all the drama with the neighbours.
Oh, God. Yeah, the fire.
The fire faff.
Yeah, and it meant that I left the WhatsApp group. I then was punished for this because our flat began to smell of poo pretty much constantly all day, every day. Since I spoke to you last week, it just absolutely stank of poo. So then we actually just talked to some neighbours in IRL, and they also have the smell of poo in their flat.
Oh, no.
And they're at the bottom floor, and we're at the top floor, so we were like, something's going on here.
You are the bread on a poo sandwich in the middle.
Oh, we're the poo. I mean, everyone was just the poo in the poo sandwich. It was so pooey. Oh, I cannot describe the smell.
Yeah.
We were lighting wax melts and candles, and all that meant was then the smell of the wax melt kind of merged with the smell of the poo.
Oh, God.
There was no covering that up. So then we called a man round. A man came round. And basically, the people on the ground floor have been having chips for tea every single night for the last year. Pretty much every single night. And they've then been pouring the fat from their chip fire down the sink. And it's all hardened in the gutter.
Shit.
Like proper hardened. So then that's obviously blocked the old thingy-majingy. And all the poo's just been piling up. So then he cleared that all out, got rid of it. But no one has yet told the neighbours they need to not do that. So because I keep walking past since then and they're still frying those chips.
Oh.
And because I made such a thing about not being police state, I now feel like I can't exactly knock on their door and be like, excuse me, you need to not pour your fat down the sink.
Because
so I think we're just going to leave it, and it will be another year, and then we'll probably have the poo again.
Oh my God, the shitberg's just going to slowly build up. It'll become like one of the seasons. You know they have the iceberg season where you can't get boats through bits. Just be like, shitberg season again. Yeah, building up. That's awful.
That's foul on pretty much every level, isn't it?
But at least we know what it is.
Yeah, well, that's true. At least you've got a solution next
time. Who pours chip fat? Who cooks fish and chips at home like that, though? Is have they got like a proper deep fryer jobby, have they?
Yeah, it smells amazing. Yeah, so that's the thing. Enough, like 364 days of the year, you smell delicious fat. Mm. And then that final week, you just smell poo.
I'd say it's worth
all evens
it.
Out.
I'd say it's worth yeah. it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that is delightful. God. Okay, good, good.
Next, we have Tom bought a bike.
No, we've done it three times already.
So
come
I've got
on.
A bike this week.
Oh, no.
It's got wheels, saddle. Great. £300 it cost me. Didn't get the speech, though, because I had to go get my son from football. No, I had to take him to football. Sorry, I've got to get the story
I
right.
love how many minutes did you say it took you to buy the bike? It was like 9 minutes or something.
One.
I wonder if we should add up the time, the amount of minutes we spent talking about it on this podcast.
Yes,
it was longer
definitely
than the
more,
actual...
Definitely more.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Okay, and then you put 2048, which is the game you've been playing, isn't it, Helen?
Yeah, I've been playing 2048 while you were talking about the bike. It's a great game. I recommend looking it up. It's very addictive.
I think I've seen people on the tube play it in the past. Mm. Is it something about moving things around?
Yeah, you're trying to get... You start with the number 2, and then That's when you it, put yeah. 2 together, you get the number 4. When you put 2 4s together, That's you get the number it. 8, etc. And you're trying to get the number 2048.
It sounds like a new game, but is it as good as what activity am I doing based on the sound of my breathing? Really?
Well, we'll wait and see for next week. Who knows? Okay, yeah.
God, the anticipation is palpable, isn't it? And then I've just added one now, which I just remembered, because my week is... I've watched 2 seasons of an entire TV show in the last 2 weeks. Did I mention it last week that I was watching
No,
Manifest?
You told me IRL.
No.
I told you IRL. Mm. Yes. Ah, Helen Monk.
Is
so
it
let
good?
Let me tell you about Manifest. It's the best, worst TV show you'll ever watch. It's like, no, it's just great. It's great. I watched the whole thing. I'm in. I'm right in there. But it's kind of like watching, it's those classic American shows that are never going to be like lauded as brilliant, but they are bloody addictive. So here's the premise of Manifest, okay? People get on a plane and then the plane lands. It gets better. But the plane lands 5.5 years in the future.
Yes, please.
So
that's like flash forward. I'm in.
Yeah. It starts at an airport and there's like they're doing that thing going, this flight's been oversold. But if anyone wants to go on a different flight, come to the desk, you know? So half the people, like the families basically all split up. So someone's like, oh, you know, me and the boy, we'll get on the other flight. It'll be fun. We'll have a bit of father-son time. And they jump on this other flight, which then disappears.
Oh.
So they land and everyone's like, there's a lot of furore. The army come and meet them. And they're like, what's going on? And they're like, well, your plane's been disappeared for 5.5 years. Anyway, that's it. All the fallout from that. Boom, boom, boom. I watched 2 seasons in just under 2 weeks. And now here's the proper... I'm absolutely livid.
Oh, they've cancelled it.
They haven't cancelled it, mate. No. It's just on television once a week. Like the old days.
No.
And not only that, it's on American... it's not even made it here yet. So it's now... there are about 8 or 9 episodes into season 3. I'm on the season 2 cliffhanger.
Oh,
and
Dave.
It's on NBC, and I don't know how to watch it.
The irony is, you've now got to wait 5.5 years to watch the next series.
Well, yes, I know. This is exactly what I'm worried about. My life will have changed.
Awful. That is disgusting.
In the same way the 808ers did.
Do you know any hackers or anything that can...
Well, this is it. I've never been very good at, like, the... finding the thing on the
don't
stream
do
on the internet.
That. Don't do all that stuff. All
well, no, but I'll watch it for. You'll get. You know, there's kind of no difference because I'll just watch it when it gets onto Now TV eventually, and I already pay for that. You know,
so is that it's what it's on? Of, is Manifest on Now?
Now TV, mate. Yeah,
mate.
And I don't know if you've got Sky, it's on Sky on demand as well.
That is absolute catnip. Those sorts of shows. Flash Forward was amazing. Do you remember that from a couple of years ago?
Flash Forward, yes.
That was brilliant. I love those American network shows that are. Then there's no pretense of any kind of.
Well, it's basically Lost, isn't it? Lost was like one of the biggies that sort of got
Lost,
a bit bigger.
Lost tried to be a slightly sort of more arty show than it really was. It tried to be a bit more profound.
Well, that's what I mean. I think it is basically that genre of show, but it just went and tried to push it a bit far, and then it got massive, and that was the problem with Lost. It got so big that they went, oh, we've got to do some mad, weird stuff, and that's my worry about Manifest. It's getting really big now. I didn't realise. I thought I just found like something that no one was really watching apart from like nans in America. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it turns out it's massive.
I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that.
Great tip. Yeah, me Thanks. Too. That's yeah.
Get
great.
Onto it, and then we can discuss
Manifest.
It and we can share our theories. That's
Add
the great
list.
Thing.
My list.
Why did the plane disappear? Oh, my God.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I've got to disappear, guys. Sorry, we've got to go for a walk. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I'm going to go and see the Cribs. Not the band. My parents.
Ah, that's a clap. Why have we never made that joke before? Why has it never happened before? I've known you for like 7 or 8 years and that joke has never happened.
Do you know the thing about the Cribs, the band, is that all of their that they're all brothers and their surname is Jarman. And but they've called themselves the Cribs. So me and my sister have long wanted to start a band called the Jarmans in retaliation.
Oh yes, you have to.
But it's just an idea that's never actually been sort of acted upon. But I really would like to start a band called the Jarmans.
That's amazing. The Jarmans.
There you go. NAOB. NAOB. That's not the phrase, is it? AOB.
NAOB.
NAOB.
All the best. I will leave you as ever with. Oh, hang on. No, I found one more clip. Here we go in the archives. What is this clip?
Here's your next one.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Here's your next one.
Yeah.
Here's your next one. Here's your next one.
We really lost our minds during lockdown one, didn't we?
What is that? Here's your next one. Hang on, this list must be longer, right? Wait.
Here's your next one. Ghanaian appointed Secretary General of the UN in 1997, and 90s male beauty pageant game show. Yes, Katie.
Man-O-Man.
Is the right answer.
Man-O-Man. Oh, wow. Do you remember when we talked about the TV show Man-O-Man? And obviously there was an answer on House of Games. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
You've been to some places, guys.
Great times.
Really been to some places.
Great times. Let's loop back and do it all over again.
All the best.
Thanks for coming. Bye now.
Bye.
Wrong one. Cabin FE7
That's our Twitter name. Bum.
Technically, it's still the wrong one.
Still the wrong one there, Dave. Sure. Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry.
Not that easy, is it? Not that easy.com.
So I think we should have labelled them all exactly the same things in the Dropbox. It's just called Cabin Fever, Cabin Fever 1, Cabin Fever 1.2.
You made them.
I won't have any. I won't hear any of it. I won't hear any of it.
Here's your next one.